Hello and happy new year. You are listening to Not Crazy But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. I hope everybody's doing fantastic. It's the 11th day of the new year, 1/1/23. How exciting. It's Friday the 13th at the end of this week. Ooh, spooky. If you believe in that stuff, or if you don't, or if you just like to have an excuse to drink or go get a cheap ass tattoo, go for it. So, I'm sorry, I'm like stretching right now because I was just sitting crisscross for a little bit, and I've recently discovered that I can't do that without my knee hurting. I don't know what's going on. It's my left knee. I can crisscross my right leg all day and night, but this left one, he's pissed. My left knee is pissed off, so don't know what that's about. Gonna have to work that out. But yes, hello. I do love the number 13 actually a lot. That one and 31, because, well, I was born on the 31st, and my brother was born on the 13th, but of different months, but still, no less. It's cool. It's the inverse of each number, and I like that, so that's very cool, and my brother and I are 13 years apart, so the number 13 kind of follows me in different ways. I don't look at it as a spooky number, even though in history and in folklore, it's supposed to be a sign of bad luck, because there's 12 months, there's 12 zodiac signs, let me see what else. I know I was reading about it earlier online. Let's see. I'm reading it from the History Channel, so don't come at me with plagiarism. Not you all, but if anybody, it's article title, Friday the 13th, author, history.com, editors. So there's no plagiarism here. So let's see. Anyway, I like interesting little factoids of random little shit like this. But anyway, so on Friday... Okay, wait. What bad things happened on Friday 13th? Oh, we don't want to read that. That was a long time ago. Where's... Okay, according to biblical tradition, 13 guests attended the Last Supper held on Maundy Thursday, including Jesus and his 12 apostles, one of whom Judas betrayed him. Okay, cool. The next day, of course, was Good Friday. Well, not of course. Not everybody knows that, dumbass, of Jesus' crucifixion. Okay, the day of Jesus. Okay. The seating arrangement at the Last Supper is believed to have given rise to a longstanding Christian superstition that having 13 guests at a table was a bad omen, specifically that it was courting death. All right, whatever. But where's the thing that was showing me? Okay, Command F, search for the number 12. If y'all don't know that, if you hit Command F or Control F, whatever computer you're on, you should be able to search within that page or website. It's actually the best trick I've ever learned. Okay, while Western cultures have historically associated the number 12 with completeness, there are 12 days of Christmas, 12 months in zodiac signs, 12 labors of Hercules, 12 gods of Olympus, and 12 tribes of Israel, just to name a few examples. Its successor, 13, has a long history as a sign of bad luck. So there you go. There's a little history on that. But I'm not afraid of it. Dare to be rare, right? Anyway, so I like the number 13. That's cool. This is also episode number 13. I don't know if I freaking said that. So, yeah. Lots of 13s around here. Anyway, let's see. Oh, I do want to revisit, speaking of little facts, or big facts, because this is kind of, I don't know, it's a big deal. In my last episode, episode 12, Don't Take Shit Personal, I was distracted by a dump truck out front, and my mind just, like, wandered, and I'm going to finish that thought now, which is also fitting, because Martin Luther King Jr. Day is on Monday the 16th, so this is all kind of lining up. I'm right where I need to be. This is great. So... I think what I had said last time, I'm not really sure, because I know my thoughts were jumbled and I didn't have shit in the right order at all. But basically what I'm going to recap right now is just how and why we march on, or why it's even called Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Why it's led with a dump truck, because that's what started this was, yeah. Anyway, so... It was almost 55 years ago, actually February 1st, 1968. So if we do the math, that will be 55 years this year. 55 years ago, two men were crushed by a dump truck. Their names were, let me see, Eckel Cole and Robert Walker. So people were very upset. They needed, you know, better, better regulation and justice, I guess. So let me see. Martin Luther King Jr. was building the Poor People's Campaign to advocate for underprivileged Americans of diverse races. So it was the sanitation workers who were really affected by all of this, and it was about economic and racial injustice. And it really caught the ears of Martin Luther King Jr. because he, you know, is a big supporter of these things, or was. So the strike began, this is my notes. The strike began 55 years ago after two workers were crushed, and I just named their names, on the back of a garbage truck. And it won the support of Martin Luther King Jr., which is why we march on Martin Luther King Jr. Day now. And it's led by dump trucks. So there we go. Fun fact, you can pass it along, keep it, store it, forget it. That's up to you. But my part's done, because that was lingering from, I don't know, December 21st, I think is when I did that episode. So, yes, my hands are clean of that fact. I took a little note that says people on their phone while driving. If you are listening and you are one of those people, just pull over. Don't, or pass the phone to somebody else in the car. I know I'm guilty of doing it sometimes too. And then like Keith or anybody else be like, oh, hey, you want me to like do that for you? Which, yes, like always, like I know we're so, like it's always in our hands and it seems like so easy. I can do this and do that. But you drive so much more shitty and like an asshole if you're on your phone. And you just look stupid too, okay? You just look dumb, because you just do. And I know we're all trying our best out here, but try a little harder if you're on your phone out there. Pull over. It's not worth everybody's lives. Or your life, really. Anyway, I just had to say that. I get insanely upset when people are on their phones and they're driving like really, really horrible and I pass them. And sometimes that's why I'm such like a defensive bat out of hell driver, because I feel that the way I'm driving is safer than these fuckers around me who are not paying attention at all. Because 9 out of 10 times I can pass somebody and be like, they're going to be on their phone. Yep, that person's on their phone. And I'll just like give a little honk and like make the little phone symbol, like, which my friend Joan tells me I'm going to get shot one day. So I try not to do that too much. So yeah, I think of you, Joan. Don't worry. I know I'm not supposed to do that. But sometimes I get so fucking like mad that other people are putting people in danger because they're being selfish. It's like, ugh. All right, moving forward. I got a new tattoo yesterday. 3 little lemons on a little lemon branch. It's actually, I say little, it's probably my biggest tattoo I have. And it is pretty small still. I like smaller pieces, at least for me for now. I haven't thought of anything big I want. Unless it'd be like Tito or Liam's face. But I don't think I'm that type of person of getting there. I don't know. Because I feel like it'd have to be big in order for you to see it pretty well. Interesting. But no, all my tattoos have been pretty impulsive. I have an idea in my mind. Sometimes the idea can float there for, I don't know, a few weeks. Sometimes it can just pop in the day before. And I've got, or sometimes it's been there for a few years and then I've got it tattooed. I'm like, there's no rhyme or reason sometimes why I do certain things like that. But as much as I've been gardening recently, I'm obsessed with my plants. I was like, I'm just going to get some lemons tattooed on me. That's the true story. Yeah, that's it. And there's 3 of them. I didn't even realize at first that there was, like, it was so funny. When I was leaving, I was with Alex. She got a tattoo also for her son's birthday. And that's the reason we originally went. It wasn't for me at all, but we were there and I was like, well, hey, if there's an artist available, I might want to get a little lemon. And I did. I got 3 little lemons. And I don't know, it was funny because I'm super into numbers. Like, numbers mean something to me. I'm glad that there's 3. I didn't even really think about it whenever he was doing it or put it on. But that's cool. I don't know who the lemons are for yet. Maybe 1 for me and 1 for each of my dogs. But they're just little lemons. Yeah. It's cute. I love it. I love that tattoo. And then my dad's initials I have on me in his handwriting. Those are my two favorite now. I just like the way they look the best. You should like all your tattoos. I like all of them, but there's some that have higher rank, of course. Yep, I've been loving gardening. I know you're probably not supposed to because who knows if we've had the last freeze. But since it froze so damn much for like 5 days on and off in December, I genuinely, in my mind, think we're done. But my aunt's reaction yesterday to me telling her that I planted some rose bushes the other day, she was like, why? Oh my gosh. Like, she was shocked. And at first I was like, wait, what? It's like, there's something wrong with rose bushes. But she was like, we haven't had the last freeze yet. And I was like, oh, psh, we're good. I don't know. I could be totally wrong. I'll eat my words. I'm okay with that too. But no, to me, in my mind, like, we're past it. We had a really bad one in December and stuff's been growing. And the store had these out front with like leaves on the branches of the rose bushes. So I planted them. We'll see. I'll see if I'm right or wrong. That's the thing. Gardening's an experiment. It's all an experiment. It does really suck though when you fuck up your experiment or if just something happens to it. I will say when it did freeze those days, and maybe this is also why. So now it's all coming together as I speak it out loud. So I did really well with covering my plants, bringing them in, whatever. I brought all of my potted plants in except for two. One, I don't really know its name. It's like a common house plant. You could leave it in a corner and not do anything with it and it'll survive. Or you can put it in, you know, part shade and it'll really flourish and you can water it every day. It has two different personalities. That's up to you what you want to do. But I keep mine on the front porch so it can grow really big. And I kept my Monstera on the front porch and I made the biggest mistake ever. I won't ever do that again. I wrapped my Monstera in three different like covers. I mean, one of them was even like a fucking fuzzy blanket. Like, I thought it was going to be warm. Nope. It looked like death when I took the cover off 5 days later. Like actual death. I was so sad. I day drank that day just to like, I was just like fixing my plants outside and like cracked a beer and yeah, it was pretty. That's my favorite hobby, actually. Let me back up before I say it. My favorite hobby is gardening. But then if I'm in the mood for a beer, that's my favorite time to do it then. It's like, have a little beer, have some gardening and nature around me. Ugh, I don't need anything else, truly. Completeness in that moment. So I think with me losing my Monstera and I was obsessed with my Monstera, had just grown two new leaves in like a month. So I was really happy. And so then not happy. And so I was like, well, let me fix my garden. So I hope I don't have to dig them up now because if it freezes, I guess I will dig them up. My rose bushes, I guess. Because, all right, so this is also what happened. I had one lemon tree in the ground and I had one lemon tree in a pot. I put the one obviously in the pot inside. Maybe that's not obvious because I did leave my fucking Monstera outside. Anyway, I brought my citrus shit inside, right? Except for the one that was in the ground, obviously. After the freeze, I dug him up because the one in the pot is doing so much better. I mean, has flowers, blossoms. It's about to go to fruit. Love it. Well, the one in the ground was not doing well at all. And it always looked like, I don't know. It just looked different. The leaves were always droopy. I don't know. I'll have to read why. But anyway, so citrus plants in pots is a win for me. And if you've been successful with the citrus in the ground, let me know. Because I haven't really. But I also just started citrus plants this past year. So we'll see. I'm growing avocados, key limes, lemons. I have mint growing, chocolate mint growing. I have thyme growing right now. That's, I think, about it. That's like flowing right now as far as like what you could eat. Oh, and rosemary. Duh. I have rosemary. And I'm going to plant cucumbers very soon too. I just got my cucumber trellis and I was digging up I was like tilling the yard in the back. It's tilling the dirt. There you go. The yard. Of course you're tilling the yard. Tilling the dirt in the yard. Silly. Yeah, obsessed with gardening. I'm hoping I can have that as like a full-time job someday and wouldn't even feel like work. I cannot wait to have a greenhouse and just keep this shit going all year round. And a chicken coop. So, you've heard it here first. I will someday have a chicken coop. I will have a greenhouse. And I really want to, like, raise my chickens from chicks, because I think that's the best way to be able to do it with dogs. I was reading about it the other day, too. But either way, the dogs are going to be an issue. I'm going to have to figure that out. Anyway, that's conversation for another time. I've had a really great, not that anyone's asked, I'm just sharing. I've had a really great break from school. The first week or so, I was like, I guess bored and didn't really know what the hell to do with my time. But then I've definitely found stuff to do with my time. I have reorganized and cleaned out rooms from whenever I had moved in June 1st back to my dad's house. And the movers just put boxes in this one room and we just kind of left them there as they were, didn't reorganize it anyway at all. And it wasn't functional. I mean, there was boxes in front of like dresser drawers, so you couldn't even open them and use them. So I was like, you know what? I just spent like a whole day, like a week and a half ago doing that. And that from then, that's just opened a whole can of worms around here for me organizing and cleaning. So it's good because I've been very busy. So I was like, I have to make time for my podcast. I can't just clean and organize my way through Christmas break. Well, clean, organize, and drink and eat. That's kind of what I've been doing. I'm not like a huge drinker, but I do like light beer. Definitely like light beer. I don't know if that makes a difference or not, but to me it does, because one light beer compared to like one Hefeweizen is very different. And I learned that the hard way going to Arizona. This one time I hung out with this girl. That's so weird. I've actually had a dream about this girl last night and I just now remembered that. Trippy. Anyway, we were friends for a little bit, and I remember I was pretty new to Arizona, and we'd gone out for drinks, and she was ordering Hefeweizen, and I was like, well, that looks good, and so I got it, and I was, like, drinking them like how I would drink Bud Light, and that is so different. I learned that the hard way. I got drunk really quick off of, like, three Bud Lights to me is, like, baby buzz. It's a baby buzz off of three Bud Lights. If I have four or more, then I guess I'm definitely buzzed. And then if I have 5 to 6, I'm probably tipsy. I'm tipsy for sure off of Bud Light. But if I have three like Hefeweizens or like an IPA or something obviously like stronger, no. So I'm not that type of drinker. I just like to, I don't know, drink light beer and garden. That's my thing. So, oh, New Year's. That's right. I was like, what's going on? This was my first New Year's going out in 3 years because of pandemic, I guess, right? And it was good. I think I've just kind of outgrown going out around the big holidays. Like, I'd almost rather go out the weekend before or the after, like the weekend after or something like that. I guess if the weekend before is Christmas, so never mind. But there was just a lot of people. And I don't really like crowds in that way unless I'm wearing like, and see, that's the thing is I plan my outfits around if I'm going to be in big crowds, because I do not like my fucking feet stepped on. If a bitch steps on my feet or a man steps on my feet, I will fucking give you the nastiest look, because I have bunions and I had bunion surgery when I was 14. And was I 14? Yeah, I was 14. No, was I 15? I was 15. I was 15 years old. Woo, half my life ago. I had bunion surgery. If you don't know what a bunion is, it's actually a deformity off of the big toe. It's an extra bone growth outside of the big toe. Your feet essentially, like my big toe goes underneath my middle toe. Still does. They came back. They grew back. But the reason I had surgery so young is because the surgeon told my dad that if I didn't have surgery, you know, relatively soon, that I was going to end up being crippled in my 20s. Which I don't know how true that is, but he said that I was the youngest and the worst case he'd worked on, which that's nice to know. But they definitely came back because I didn't really follow all the right rules growing up. And not even that, they came back. Like, they just did. I don't know if it really would have made a big difference if I walked around wearing tennis shoes my entire life. I think they still would have came back, because I've worn Doc Martens since I was bartending, which was in 2016. And yeah, that's seven years ago. 7 years I've been wearing a specific shoe that are like, has the fucking name Doctor in the name. And I also wear Dr. Scholl's fucking sandals. Like, you wouldn't think that they're Dr. Scholl's, but they are. So I try. I don't wear heels unless, like, maybe one night a year, like, if I'm in Vegas. But then I'm the girl who will take them off and walk barefoot. Don't give a shit. And then I'll soak my dirty-ass Walmart feet in the bathtub. You know, whatever. I don't know if you can say that stuff anymore, but that's what I call the bottom of your feet. Because I used to walk around Walmart when I was just barefoot walking around, you know. Walmart feet, that's what you call it. Store feet, I don't know. Dirty ass feet. So, yeah. Bunions. I had bunions. Why are we talking about bunions? Gross. What was I saying? God damn it. How did I get there? My feet. Oh my gosh. I really don't know how I started talking about my bunions. That's unfortunate. I don't want to say that word again, so we're just going to move on. Oh, New Year's. That's right. Because I wore Doc Martens out that night because, yes, I don't like my feet stepped on because they're fucking sensitive. They're fragile. Seriously, like, if you bend my big toe, like, if you try to pull my big toe and straighten it out, it fucking hurts. Like, you got to leave my big toe crooked and underneath my other toe. It's deformed. Leave it alone. So I have to wear extra protective shoes when I go out, and crowds just make me a little nervous because my mood can easily flip, and I'm working on it. That's not all why, but truly, I mean, I can be a bitch. If you step on me, I'll be a bitch. So, yeah, we went out. Well, okay, so we left town at 6:30. We had dinner reservations at 8, had reservations there. That was good. It was nice. Then after that, we met up with some of my friends who were staying at an Airbnb in Austin. Hung out there, rang in the New Year there. And then we went to this one bar called Barbarella's. And it was something else, man. Let me tell you. That's just because, like, I started in one spot for the night. And then, like, it was really chill and, like, more quiet. And then I was, like, you know, had to switch gears and go to this, like, woo, party, funhouse, like, type of vibe. That's literally what it felt like. I felt like I was walking through a funhouse at this bar. Just all these different types of people and outfits and makeup and loudness. And that's great. I mean, it's really fun, actually, to see people partying together and coming together all for, you know, a new year. But part of me just thought, like, wow, this was a lot going on around me that I'm okay with missing. Like, I'm all right with just staying in with my dogs. But then that's the thing. When I'm in with my dogs, I'm like, man, I want to go out. So you can't win, you know? You just can't win. So I don't know. We'll see. I say this now, but we'll see where I am ringing in the new year for 2024. Yeah, that's weird. That's next year, which that's the year I graduate from school, but it's not till the end. So it sounds weird to even think of that. But that was fun. We were out. I mean, I stayed up and stayed out all night until like 4:50 in the morning. I say that so specific because that's when I texted my aunt because my aunt was going to come by and let my dogs out for me. Because my dogs they were fine. I left and they were good. Excuse me. They would have been totally fine. Their threshold is 12 hours of using the restroom. And my dad was at the lake and I was going to Austin for the night. So I was like, hey, can you just come by and let them out? And she was like, yeah. So I texted her at 4:50 in the morning and I was like, hey, I'm leaving Austin right now. You don't need to come let them out because I would have been home like right at 6, which I left at 6:30. So it's technically 11 and a half hours. Dogs are fine. And I know this because I used to work in restaurants and bartend and serve, and you'd have really long shifts sometimes. And I would never they would never be caged up that long in like a kennel. I'm talking like my dogs can roam around the whole fucking house and they're fine. Their bladder's good. So yeah. Anyway, I just want to clarify that. And I know that because of having had to work and my dogs just got used to that of having to wait that long sometimes. And I don't go out every, you know, weekend or every year. So for New Year's, so they were fine. They're good. In fact, they were so tired whenever I, like, got home. They were like, oh, we're good. We didn't even realize you were gone, basically. They were like, normally my dogs are at the door waiting for me, and I was unlocking the door, and they were, like, walking down the hall. Like, they didn't give a shit. They're fine. In case anybody was out there listening to this, like, oh, my God, she left her dogs for 12 hours. Yeah, it's, they're fine. They were fine. And actually, it was only 11 and a half. So, yeah, text my aunt, hey, I'm leaving. You don't need to come and let them out. Well, I guess she doesn't look at her phone in the mornings. I don't know who. I always check my phone, like, right in the morning, but everybody's different. We were both literally pulling up at the house at the same time, and she gets out of the car, and she's looking at me, and I was like, hey, I texted you, like, saying I was on my way home, and she was like, oh, well, I guess I'm going back home to go to sleep, and I was like, yeah, you're good. So, gotta love that there's family around to help you out. Thank you. Shout out to you, Lisa, for helping me. Really appreciate that. Because I wouldn't have obviously gone if I knew that somebody couldn't come by. That's the thing. I was counting on obviously somebody coming and letting the dogs out. But then, hey, I was coming back in time. So we're good. Austin was fun. I don't know. It was like low-key, but also like a lot going on. I don't know how to describe that. Like, I guess it was low-key because it's not like I got crazy and drunk and wasted or anything. I was in a very like mellow mindset, I think. Maybe the mushrooms had a little something to do with them, but it was still good. It was just, I don't know, different. But like I said, when I'm in, I'm like, oh, I want to go out. And then when I'm out, I'm like, I want to go in. I want to be home. I want to watch, you know, TV. I want to be with my dogs. So speaking of TV, if y'all have any shows that you'd recommend, throw them my way, because I need to get out of the Bravo world. Cause I just do. Because it's good, but then once you're caught up on the shows, then you have to, like, wait for a new season. And I'm talking about, like, I want a show where, I don't know, reality shows are good, too. I love reality TV. I do. I don't care what people say. Honestly, I like it because I like to watch the people, like, grow. And, like, obviously there's some dumbasses who are just there to, like, you know. I get it. It's all entertainment. But the people who actually, like, fuck up and then they, like, you know, redeem themselves, it's actually cool to watch. Because we're all just human. I mean, even if they're filming it for a show, I mean, this is still part of their lives in a way. They don't get paid that fucking much, I can guarantee you that. So, yeah, but if you're looking for a reality show to watch, you need to watch Summer House. Highly recommend. Very good. Or Vanderpump Rules. Either or will work. You're welcome in advance. And that is if you like reality TV. Don't go and watch these if you don't, thinking that, like, you will, because it's reality TV. But shout out to you, Chloe, for getting me into Bravo. It's like, yeah, we'll like just text each other. Like, did you see this? Or like, are you caught up on this? Because you can't spoil anything for your friend, because sometimes you can't watch it when it comes out. Or sometimes you have to save a couple of episodes because there's like, I fucking hate when they end on like a to be continued. It's like, no, just show it now. It's stupid. So anyway, I love reality TV. Just do. It's so good. But moving forward, because not everybody likes reality TV. I mean, I don't just like reality TV. I watched The Big Bang Theory. I just watched that this past fall and finished that. That was absolutely amazing. To where now I'm watching Young Sheldon with my dad, and that's a really good show. You don't even have to watch Big Bang to watch that. That's very, very good. It's hilarious. Annie Potts is in it. She plays the grandma. She's fucking hilarious. What else? What other show? Oh, Ted Lasso. I knew I've been wanting to mention this on here. If y'all haven't... Fuck everything else I just said. If you haven't seen Ted Lasso, you're missing out. You're missing out. It's got Jason Sudeikis, and I think that's really like the only name I can remember off of the top of my head. Such a good show. I mean, from what I can say, I'll actually use his words, because what he said about it was it's a show that it's based around the sport soccer, right? Okay. But what he said is like Ted Lasso is as much about soccer as Fight Club is with fighting. Like, it's really not even about the soccer. It's about like the relationships and the coaching and just the life lessons you learn. Yeah, really good. Honestly, that's on Apple TV. if you're a student, you get that shit for free. So go and get your Apple TV, whatever the fuck I just said it's on. Yeah, that's free for students. You can get Paramount Plus for like $1.99. Just got that. You can do Hulu with ads for $1.99. Just switched my subscription because I was paying $16 a month and that shit was about to... No, I'm good. I'll have ads. That's fine. But yeah, if you're a student or even if you... Yeah, I would just look into that. I mean, I realize that maybe a lot of you aren't students, but if you are... Actually, there's probably a few of you who are. But... check it out. Just Google like what I can get for take advantage of that. Take advantage of your student discount. Truly. Yeah. I think there's, yeah. And even if you go to some restaurants, they'll offer it. Like if you go to Taco Cabana, they'll give you 20% off for a student discount. Even if you have your old ID, just show it to them. Why not? Use that shit. Anyway. School. I'm actually really excited. I was looking at my schedule for this semester, and it's so much better than last semester. It's almost like I had to put in the time to have a big gap in my schedule one semester, and then like I've earned that to then now be able to have like a nice clean, you know, class after class, and then I go home type of semester. Not, oh, let me wait 8-9 hours before my next class while I'm on campus. Whew. Yeah, I definitely appreciate my schedule that I have this semester way more. I'm excited to go back to school because it's just one more semester closer to being done. Let's see. I think I should just wrap up. I mean, I'm just sitting here kind of like, you know, we're 31 minutes in. Love that. So, yeah. Watch Ted Lasso. He's a really good show. Like, it's heartwarming. Like, I don't know how else to describe that. And it actually, there's in a lot of situations, I'll be like, what would Ted Lasso do? Like, what would he say? Because just watch it. It's really good. Like, the character, they created that character. It was actually, yeah, I'm pretty sure they created that character before they made it into a show. Yeah, I think it was like a character on like a sports announcing type of thing, and then they just made it a show. I could be wrong though. The series follows Ted Lasso, an American college football coach who is hired to coach an English soccer team in an attempt by its owner to spite her ex-husband. Let me see. I had to click it. I'm reading off of Wikipedia so I don't get sued for plagiarism. If that's a thing, I'm just trying to cover my ass. Okay, now I'm going to command F, type the word followed. Haha. Oh, man. Anyway. Oh, wait. I'm trying to find where I was. Oh. Ted Lasso, an American college football coach, is unexpectedly recruited to coach a fictional English Premier League soccer team, AFC Richmond, despite having no experience coaching soccer. The team's owner, Rebecca Walton, hires Lasso hoping he will fail as a means of exacting revenge on the team's previous owner, her unfaithful ex-husband. However, Ted's charm, personality, and humor begin to win over Rebecca, the team, and those who had been skeptical about his appointment. So good, y'all. Like, I just got goosebumps, actually, because reading that and then knowing what, like, that was a spot on thing. And it's true, yeah, she does hire him thinking that, you know, everyone's gonna hate him because he's gonna fuck up the team, but it's very, very good. It's all about growth. It's so good. Highly recommend. So forget what I said about reality TV. Watch Ted Lasso. And I hope y'all enjoy y'all's Friday the 13th. I'll be here soon because I need to get back on a regular basis with this. I say that every single time, but I swear it's gonna happen. Yeah. And Joan's actually been reaching out to me about helping me create like a jingle, an outro, intro type of vibe with her boyfriend, David. And yeah, I just told her, I was like, yeah, I just need the help because it's just me right here doing this, sitting here in my room doing it. So I'll take all the help I can get. Anyway, love you all. Thank you for listening and supporting me as always. And yeah, take care. Love you. Bye.